Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hey, good morning. Having a little fun? Now that we have some fun. Not so much fun for everybody else, though, is it? Remember, just because it's not on the news doesn't mean the hurricane's over. Please give to hurricane relief everywhere. Help your neighbors if you can. If you know people, help them get the paperwork done, especially the elderly. You have to take care of the elderly. And remember, give to the Red Cross. And giving just doesn't mean money. You can give your time. That's even better. You want to do the right thing. Okay? All right. Meanwhile, let's just start.
Venga aquí, siéntete, calme su mente, and don't be afraid.
Escúchame,
estoy siempre aquí, la voz dentro de su corazón.
I'm the air you breathe in, the sound of the wind and the leaf that flutters by.
Catch a wave in the sea, you'll be riding on me.
Yeah,
I am the sky.
When you walk in the sand, I'll be holding your hand. I am the strings of your guitar.
Listen,
I am the music in your heart.
Hijo, mi amor, the way is clear, though the path you're on might have some sticks and stones. Just love and let go, and you'll learn what you already know, that you're never, ever on that road alone.
I'm the air you breathe in, the sound of the wind and the leaf that flutters by.
Catch a wave in the sea, you'll be riding on me.
Look up,
I am the sky.
I'm the tune in your head when you're lying in bed.
I am the strings of your guitar.
Don't forget,
I am the music in your heart.
Chats in the room all the way from Greece, and Steve Mendoza all the way from Queens, which is like Greece without the good weather. If you live in Queens, you'll get that because it's got a lot of goats in the window, and that's what we know is going on there, huh? love Queens. Who else is it? George Bettinger's in the house. Love that George Bettinger. I don't know why, but every time he comes on, I start talking like George Bettinger. You're listening to the Mom and Pop Shop. 106 Hot Mix. Yeah. Okay, Steve Mendoza, how's your show going? That's terrific. Everybody's good. What did I have here? Anyway, it's been a rough couple of weeks. Remember what I said. Give in every way you can with the hurricane victims. Just because it's not on the news doesn't mean they still don't need hurricane relief. And go to your church, your synagogue, wherever you can, and give back, even if it's given to the Red Cross or donating your time to your local Red Cross to help them facilitate. These are desperate times. These people have lost a lot, and we should be grateful for everything we have every day, every day. And it's all good. It's all good. About politics. How about a little Jane Condon comedy to sort of warm us up? She always warms up my heart when I see her perform. Here we go.
So, too much going on for me. I don't know about you. Too much going on. We got Iran and Iraq and my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law came over on the Mayflower. Not her family, her. In this presidential race, I've just had it. How many people would like it to be over? Just over. Right. As I speak, there are illegal immigrants streaming out of the country, saying, I can't take it anymore. The Supreme Court's going to make a big decision about health care reform. The one thing I'd like to see come out of health care reform is a drop-off center for sick husbands. Is that too much to ask? You should see my husband when he's sick. He's there, I'm dying. Take me now, God. And I'm there, take him, please. A woman can have a temperature 102. She's still out carpooling. Am I right? You can have a temperature 104. You might be there flat on your back, but you're there at least. I'm losing weight. And I hate Congress. I think they're all worthless. All they care about is getting reelected. Do you know they have a 9% approval rating? 9%. You gotta wonder, how did it ever get that high? They have all these sex scandals. Remember Anthony Weiner? I love his wife. What was he thinking? He tweeted pictures of himself down there. You know, and I'm happy when members of Congress know how to use social media. Oh, hooray, hooray. But that's just awful. That's inappropriate. It was such filth. And I would never look at such filth. Except once. I just felt I should form my own opinion, you know. And it was not unimpressive, yeah. But that's just my opinion. Okay. So, and I love the New York Post headline, Wiener pulls out. You know, you can't beat the Post. You cannot beat the Post. I love the Post. And when people think of sex scandals, they think of the presidents. I think the governors are the worst. If you look back over the last couple of years, right, we had Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger of California and his maid, Mark Sanford, the former governor of South Carolina. Well, who knew the Appalachian Trail ran through Argentina? Who knew? And then Jim McGreevy, the former governor of New Jersey, he was having threesomes. Threesomes. I have enough trouble having a twosome. If I'm having a threesome, it's because Sister Edwardette is in my head going, don't do it. Don't do it. And then there was David Paterson, former governor of New York. He had extramarital affairs. He has limited vision. I have all my vision. Nothing happens to me. And for makeup sex with his wife, he takes her to a Days Inn. A Days Inn, honey, you may not be able to see, but she can. And Elliot Spitzer, this guy, I was so happy when CNN took him off the air. So happy, because I would look at him, and all I could think of was $4,000, right? $4,000 for an evening with a call girl. Now, I'll tell you the truth here. There is nothing I could do for my husband at the end of which he would say, now that's worth $4,000. And the guy paid cash. Cash, honey, if you use your Amex card, you get the membership for war coins. I really do think there's too much news, right? We got 24-hour news channels, half-an-hour specials, one-hour investigative reporting. You know what? I can do the news in 10 seconds, right? I like to call it mothernews.com. Other networks say, we report, you decide. We say, look, we know nobody's listening, but we're going to talk anyway. So sit back, relax, and get your feet off the table. All right. And now for the 10-second news. Sean Penn went to Afghanistan. What an idiot. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie got engaged. Who cares? And the weather? Take a sweater. And that's it. The 10-second news. Thank you. All you need to know.
That was Jane Condon from, you might know her from Last Comic Standing, one of my favorite comics. Next to me, of course. And, of course, you know I love Tom Carozza. Mercedes Zesty.
Cheese and eggs. Holy schmoly, it's early. My poor legs, get your butts out of bed. Curds and whey, I've a very good price today. If there's someone who cannot pay, you can put it on layaway. What's that smell? What an odious odor. I can't tell. Is it coming from me?
Staff.
This morning, Theobald, I'd like an extra pint. Oh,
what's that smell?
Oh, thank goodness it's not just me. Rings a bell like fermented gangrene. Don't smell swell.
Catastrophic and gloomy.
Sort of like you touched to.
love that one. It's so Brechtian. That's by Tom Carosa from his CD Zesty. A very talented guy. You can get his CD. It's not up on CD Baby yet. I got to keep on him about that. But you can go to his Facebook book page, TomCarosa.com, and you can get it there. And I know Betty Jo Tucker is listening because I see her phone number up there in my chat room. Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. Okay. Hey, Betty Jo, what do you think about all these Hitchcock movies coming out all of a sudden? Is it the years run up where you can talk about them now? And this week, Movie Attic Headquarters at 4 p.m., Betty Jo's going to feature Stephen, oh boy, Sachet of Hollywood Stories, short entertaining anecdotes about stars and legends of Hollywood. And he's going to drop by November 13th at 4 p.m. on Movie Attic Headquarters, Blog Talk Radio. And he's going to talk about the Masters of Suspense, including Hitchcock. A lot of movies about Hitchcock coming out, huh? Just saw The Girl. That was very scary and interesting at the same time. I don't think there's anybody who saw the movie The Birds that wasn't affected by that. I don't know. But tune in if you want to find the inside dirt at Betty Jo's Movie Attic Headquarters. Who else do we have in the house? Oh, Gail Parento. Oh, the best publicist in all of New York City. That's who she is, Parento Guidance. Anybody out there with a book or a movie to promote, see her first, but give her plenty of notice. I'm with Stupids in the house. Oh, I'm with Stupid. And Kelly Bennett, T.C. Keith. T.C. Keith, my typewriting man. Hope you're feeling better. Steve Mendoza, whose show is at 2 p.m. today on Blog Talk Radio. Go sign up and friend him so you can listen in. And, of course, Vicky Chats, all the way from Greece. It almost sounds like I'm saying the whole sentence. Vicky Chats, all the way from Greece. Anyway, it's great to have you all here. Remember, hurricane relief, it's not over. There are a lot of people out there. Anything you can do, and even some small level, get involved with your church, your organizations, your synagogues, whatever, and see what you can do. Even the smallest amount of help helps. If you can't do anything, the Red Cross is always there as well. And volunteer your time whenever possible, because that's a good thing to do. We have a lot of things going on. Speaking of which, let's see, who's in the house here? Somebody keeps popping in. I have not been outside since I saw The Birds. I'm very white. Very funny, Vicky. I'm telling you, remember Suzanne Pleshette in that, too? Oh, she is a great, terrific actress, and she had, like, a smaller role, but the story behind all of Hitchcock's films, he was a scary man. Let's just face it. We would not allow him to babysit our children. What's going on with everybody else? Yes, the show at the Friars Club went very well. Another hit show, sold out even though it was a blizzard. My Womity show, big success. I'm exhausted, however. Totally exhausted from producing and performing and all the things you do. You do in a thing like that. How about a little more comedy with Alicia Levy?
Right. You start.
I'll start. So it was the beginning of March, and we were going to the State Fair. He was wearing his burgundy cable knit.
That went with the khakis the dry cleaner gave you by mistake.
Mr. Ping. Mr. Ping, thank you for coming.
That's what it was.
Right. Too hard.
So my sweater had a hole in it.
It was big.
Huge.
It was hugely big. He got it as a sister.
But not from her sister.
No, because they're not attracted to each other anymore.
No, that's done.
So she had just gotten a dog.
Shih Tzu.
Oh, it was a corgi.
Shih Tzu corgi, you believe.
It was a shit corgi.
It was aggressive. So we're online at the State Fair waiting to see the butter sculpture.
It was a huge red ball.
Except it was yellow because it was made out of butter. And this one had a little too much to drink.
Well, let's just say I hit the lemonade stand twice. Take that lemonade stand.
So we need to find a restroom fast.
Rapido.
Ching chow.
Mr. Ping.
So we're walking. Funnel cake. Balloon.
Ring top. Goldfish.
Connie's. Freak show.
Bearded. Lady.
Ferris wheel.
Mommy.
Vomit. So we're lost. Restroom, nowhere to be found.
And I'm getting antsy.
And we see this woman.
Standing by the vomit.
And we go to ask her, where's the nearest Johnny on the spot?
Who's Johnny? Where's the spot?
And this one taps her on her bony shoulder and says,
can you direct me to the powder room?
Who's powder?
Where's his room? turned around and I was terrified.
Oh, she had these beady eyes.
And her eyelashes were crooked.
And these sideburns.
And her cheekbones were low. And she opened her mustached mouth and said,
"What do you think you're doing? I'm trying to watch the kids go down the slide. People with money think they own the world."
It was a little higher than that, actually. It was more like, "What do you think you're doing? I'm trying to watch the kids go down the slide. People with money think they own the world."
Right. But we're forgetting she was toothless. So it was like a,
"Oh, what do you think you're doing? I'm trying to watch the kids go down the slide. People with money think they own the world."
It was terrifying.
I saw my life flash before my eyes.
I promised him for dear life.
She wouldn't let go.
I wouldn't let go. I brought him in the bathroom with me.
Johnny on the spot.
Johnny.
There's a spot.
Oh.
And here you all are.
9 months later. For our little Zachary's Hanukkah bris.
Hanukkah bris.
Brisica.
L'chaim.
Shalom.
Rabbi.
Say the secret word and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! What is it, Kylie? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Ruff. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
yeah, the George Benger. Always funny, George. Always funny. Love the George. Love the George.
Hey, Carly, you imbecile, what took you so long?
Coffee.
Oh, it's a coffee fit. Hey, there's a place. George Bettinger's mom and pop shop. Come on, kid, I'll get you a cup of coffee. Can I help you fellas?
Oh, coffee, quick. Oh, I don't believe it. Los tres chiflavos.
Hey, mister, get my friend a cup of coffee, quick. Okay, sure, would you like a regular? No, Kenya. Kenya? No, make it Sumatra. I got you under my skin. Not Sinatra, you idiot. Sumatra. We just have plain old coffee. What? No kosher coffee? You know, a glatte latte. Yuck. How about a slappuccino? Thanks, Mo. I needed that. Anytime, biped.
Oy, que bruto.
Hiya,
Who you calling Toots Cuball?
Take it easy, little girl. Whenever he has coffee, he gets a little bit excited. Yeah, let's dance. Double hano, huna, hano, hina, macarena. Bop, doody, bop, doody, bop, doody, baina.
Oh, yeah, you order and a bag of chips, chubby. Yo, Jorge, thanks for the chuckles.
Minnie, wait a minute. Are you paying for these, or is this going to be another Tuesday deal?
Aight, Georgie, I'm buying.
Oh, it's Minnie the Moocher. Yuck.
That's it, homie.
Let's get out of here, kid.
That's my buddy George Bettinger every Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. on the Mom and Pop Shop. Hot Mix, 106.com. And you can Facebook friend him, and all the information is up there on that as well. And I'm looking for something somebody just sent me, and I'm trying to get it down here. What does this say? Okay, I'm trying to multitask. This is next to impossible. And pop up. Oh, there it is. Okay, I'll see if I can do this. I'm not sure. Because they just sent it to me. Who else do we have here? You know what? Let me try and set it up while I do this. Here's a great song by Kristen Lavin. Hold on.
Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Good dogs clap and wag their tails. Bad dogs know the jig is up. They might be headed for puppy dog jail. Bad dogs must accept the fact you're not the leader of the pack. We pay the rent, we buy the food. To think you're in charge is ridiculously rude.
Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Kitty cat, you better look away. You might be cute in your puss and boots, dreaming about Cheryl Wheeler's cat's birthday. But you don't get excited when we walk in the door. You think playing fetch is one big bore. One day there'll be a cat whisperer that you can ignore, but today is not that day. Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Caesar, the dog whisperer. Caesar, the dog whisperer is on his way. So stay, stay, stay. Bad dog.
It's going to be midnight where you are, Vicky Chats in Greece, when you're listening to all these shows today. Oh, why not? You know you're more creative late in the night anyway. Oh, everybody's doing jokes here. Oh, I got a nice full room here. Gail Parenter just sent me some interesting information. Then Christmas is coming up. You know why Christmas is my favorite? Because it's the only time I can use those darn Christmas jokes I save up all year for. I start right after the day after Thanksgiving. Christmas jokes kick in. All my Christmas material comes out, which I love to do. Love to do. Okay, and what a better state of mind about Christmas? The December people. Have you heard about them? You can go to www.decemberpeople.com, and starting their tour tomorrow in Monterey, California. And you can read more about them on their website or their Facebook page. Yeah, Facebook friend them, everybody. They play music of the holidays in the style of your favorite classic rock bands. And the members include handsome Robert Berry, who played with Sammy Hagar, and Gary Peel from Boston. I love the band Boston. All right. And let's see. Oh, we have an exclusive. And with their permission, I think I'm going to play it. Let me see if it came through. And I'm going to try it. Let's hear it.
I dream of a white
there you go. And that was December People. Check them out, www.decemberpeople.com. And as you had Robert Berry, who played with Sammy Hagar and Gary Peel from Boston. That's very interesting. Kind of in the Billy Idol style, don't you think? I like all kinds of Christmas music. I don't know. I actually wrote a song for Hanukkah so that we're not just leaving anybody out. Hello, I'm with Stupid is in the house. How are you? Kelly Bennett, Steve Mendoza Show today at 2. George Bettinger today at 4 p.m. on the Mom and Pop Shop, 106hotmix.com. Betty Jo Tucker, Tuesday. It's going to be a scary day with Betty Jo. 4 p.m. Movie Attic Headquarters, and Alan S. is in the house, and my buddy T.C. Keith, or T-X-C-X-C-X-C Keith. Anyway, they're in the house, and now it's time for the Featured Artist of the Day. And this show's featured artist is a good friend of mine, Chuck Colombo, and he's got a new CD out. And he made me the best video. It's on YouTube, and it's called the same name as his CD, My Cat is a Zen Master. And it's very clever if you want to see it. But meanwhile, let's feature Chuck Colombo on my show, and we'll play the theme from that as soon as I find it right here. Here we go. Chuck Colombo, C-O-L-O-M-O. It's all O's, no U's, because that's Colombo. Ready for My Cat is a Zen Master, the title of his new CD.
To be enlightened, said these days are awfully frightening. Get my daily dose of shock every evening round 6 o'clock. My cat sits right there with me, but he don't watch no TV. And while my hairs all stand on end, he has managed to transcend. Nor the past, he's not your poochie. He's a born satisfaction. In the now, the cat is happening. In his world, there are no banks, no war, no bombs, no tanks. No control freaks will be found.
It's a cat
all the way down. Now, if I may be so blunt, these two vices, fear and want, do us in if we don't act. That's why you must watch the cat.
Watch the cat.
He don't watch the news.
Watch the cat.
He don't get those blues. Is a Zen master.
Play it on your
yourself a cat.
Watch the cat.
He don't watch the news.
Watch the cat.
He don't get those blues. That is how I found the answer.
Cat is Zen Master.
So when you're home at night, turn off your electric light, burn a candle two or three, and pull the plug on your TV. Suddenly the war is over, and you just don't need a makeover. Watch the cat and you will see. Nice fur, commercial free. All that rises, falls away. Off goes that 401k. But you'll know where it's at if you'll just consult the cat.
Watch the cat.
Turn off the TV.
Watch the cat.
You'll now be free. Yeah, the cat is master.
You got there. MyKarma.com by Chuck Colombo. Here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4. In a cafe, turn my laptop on. over to mykarma.com. Answer 50 questions about the life I've led. Got the high score in everything I said. But later in the evening when I got home, found the door busted in, all my stuff gone. In a hot spot, turn my laptop on. Surf on over to mykarma.com. Says every time I do a good deed, it's like money in the bank, it's guaranteed. Later I helped a blind man cross the street. Bus pulled up and ran over my feet.
Thank you.
No, December People does, if you have any of you with Blog Talk Radio shows, contact Gail Parento, and she'll hook you up with some songs for Christmas to play. And December People, they do, it's more rock, so it's anything Christmassy rock, which is always fun. You know, jazz up that Christmas spirit during the day and then sing the slow ones at night. It's always a good thing. Right, Steve Mendoza?
Hey, you're listening to Nancy Lombardo, and this is Comedy Concepts. If you're not listening to Nancy Lombardo's Comedy Concepts, forget about it.
That's Steve Mendoza, and you can hear Steve today at 2 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Alan S. is in the house. Alan, did you post your comedy site? Betty Jo Tucker, every Tuesday at 4 p.m., Movie Attic Headquarters. And go to her blogs if you're thinking of seeing a movie and not quite sure what to see. Check her out. George Bettinger today at 4 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. on HotMix106.com. The Mom and Pop Shop. Facebook friend him. I'm with Stupid, BTR Radio, Kelly Bennett, Fan of the Century, T.C. Keith, fastest typist in the world, Vicky Chats on BTR Radio 2, and Steve Mendoza, BTR Radio. Post your sites and everybody can Facebook friend each other and we can be one happy world. Won't that be a fun thing? Anyway, today's featured artist is Chuck Colombo, C-O-L-O-M-B-O. And I hope I spelled that right. I know it's a lot of O's in there. It's a very vowel-y name. Not a very Italian kind of looking guy at all. Very handsome there. Very tall. Why am I talking like this? Because I say George Bettinger and this happens to me every time. Well, let's hear another one of his songs. Which ones haven't I played here? Here we go. Grok. By Chuck Colombo. House. I see you in the chat room. Hey there. Yeah, chat room. We had a jumping chat room today. That's Chuck Colombo playing. You can Facebook friend him as well. I'm sure he'd like to have more friends. A very quiet guy. This is his new CD, My Cat is a Zen Master. That's all Chuck playing, by the way, and arranging everything. He's really a terrific, terrific guy, and that's why I wanted to highlight him today. And he's got, let me do one more. Gypsy Moth by Chuck Colombo. From
I can't explain this love of mine, but I can't say I won't stop trying. Nature orders things outside of time. Gypsy Moth, it's how I know your mind. Call it spooky action at a distance, entangled, mystic. You're nothing like a butterfly, driven by fear and want, your one big appetite. You made an awful mess and sown destruction. From some forgotten cells came your instruction. But who can blame you, little one? What's done is done. A sum of facts is not the whole truth, and if consumed like poison fruit, has consequences you may regret. But every cause has this effect. And who can blame you, little one? It's been fun.
Featured artist of the day, Chuck Colombo. Facebook friend him. Tell him you heard him here. He's a terrific player. Just check out his CD. You can go to CD Babies, TC Keith. You're the best. He posted his info. Oh, you got his YouTube. Watch the YouTube he made. It's hilarious. He's just a very talented guy, and I want to get the word out about Chuck Colombo. Get his CD. I don't want to play all of them, but My Cat is a Zen Master. Every song is terrific. You're going to love it. And Facebook friend him as well. It's a nice CD, George. I'll put you in touch with him if you're interested. Just email me, and I'll give you his info. Everybody in the house, I got to mention everybody. Alan S., Betty Jo Tucker movie at a headquarters every Tuesday, 4 p.m. Cougar Meow. You're up in Canada, aren't you, Cougar? I think so. Very pretty woman from Fish. Fast Eddie, where you been all my life, Fast Eddie? We've missed you. Fast Eddie Show, Fast Eddie 72, The Wacko Bob Show. Where have you guys been? Sorry I haven't been able to listen, but we had a little thing called a hurricane going on up here. And remember, please give to the Red Cross. Cougar in Toronto. Wow. Oh, boy. That's terrific. I'm with Stupids in the House on BTR Radio. Check them out. T.C. Keith, the fastest typist in the West. Steve Mendoza Show today at 2 p.m. Vicky Chats, what time's your show? Put it in there. And Gail Parento, who is doing December People, www.decemberpeople.com. And that's great. And that's with Gary Peel from the group Boston. We played White Christmas, I believe. And check out more information on them. Gail will be glad to hook you up with some music if you want it for your individual shows. Contact Gail. I believe she left the info up there. I have to scan back up. But, Gail, if you'll post your info again, Oh, what do you got there, Alan? You have a show tomorrow in Dix Hills at Sputini Restaurant. See website for details. Okay, why don't you post that website again before the close of the show in 6 minutes? And thank you, CTC Keith. You're the musician's friend. Look at you posting Chuck Colombo's site for him. How nice are you? Be sure you Facebook them, your fellow musicians. You should like it. And if you have anything, I'm with Stupid. Hey, thank you. Hey, everyone, I'm with Stupid says if you have anything else you'd like to promote, get a hold of him. They're always looking for guests. Cheers. Thank you, I'm with Stupid. That's very nice of you. And, Gail, please post your site again. Go to www.wilshirecomedy. Is there no dot in the org? It's just comedy.org? Okay, I can't see. It might be a tiny.org to find out more about where Alan S. is producing some of his fabulous shows. Gail Parento says, free MP3s of December, people. Oh, awesome. Nice holiday music. Contact Gail Parento, P-A-R-E-N-T-E-A-U, guidance.com. Gail Parento, P-A-R-E-N-T-E-A-U-G-U-I-D-N-C-E.com. And she has some free MP3s for you. Awesome. What a great show. Free stuff today. This is terrific. This is terrific. And George Bent just says, cool, and he'll be on at 4 p.m. Gail, I'm going to keep their White Christmas. You can send me more for my Christmas shows coming up in December, and I will happily play them for you. Yes, it's always nice. We're such a nice community here at Comedy Concepts, aren't we? What a nice community feeling going on. And nothing says community like pierogies.
After Mass, just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered a pierogi, four potato, two cheese, and two meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. My ten pierogi girl, she's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, she goes it with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bag. I'll never need a doggy bag.
Whee! Tom Carosa from his CD Zesty. And let me get back up here. I have to go go to R-E-E-L Talk. Oh, my thing. Hold on, people, so I can announce Betty Jo's thing. She's got a contest. You can win a free copy of her book, Real Talk, R-E-E-L Talk at Comcast.net. Go there. Vote today, my friends, and you get another freebie. Look at that. Gail Parento's giving out free MP3s. Betty Jo's giving out a free book if to the winner who votes. Okay. We've got the freebies going on today, and that's a good thing. And speaking of free, don't forget, the best things in life are free, and people are suffering. If you've got anything extra like blankets, clean stuff, new stuff, buy some. And make sure you get it to your local church or charity, and let's help people and remember them now. This is a bad time on the East Coast, and if you're not on the East Coast, donate to your local Red Cross or any Red Cross, or just find something. But if you can't even do that, then be kind to an elderly neighbor or make them a meal out of nowhere and be nice. Just get out there and do good things, and good things will come back to you, because that's what it's really all about, isn't it? All right, you've been great. I'm going to go out. Oh, there's that English woman telling me I got 90 seconds. Well, guess what? I'm taking an extra 3 minutes for my show today, and I'm going to go out with my craziness. Thank you, George Bettinger. Here we go.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And they live wrong. My lessons for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old. He's slow. I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh, yeah. LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time. All those big black and white labels. There's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably
Radio. I'm your host, Nancy Lombardo, Cougar Meow. Stay warm up there. Alan S., good luck with your show this weekend. Richard B. Smart, I love your photos. Okay, the Wacko Bob Show, Monday through Friday, I believe at 10 a.m., and I think they do a special show on the weekend, but not sure. Guest 2101, hello, you're late. Richard B. Smart, T.C. Keith, thank you. I'm glad you're feeling better. Steve Mendoza, today at 2 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Vicky Chats. Vicky Chats on Blog Talk Radio. Just look her up and follow her, and then she'll message you when she's having a show. All right, everyone. Oh, Steve Mendoza. Okay. Blog Talk Radio, Steve Mendoza, totally biased. Okay, everyone, thank you. You made my otherwise cold Friday warm and fuzzy. Thank you for joining in today. You're all terrific. Let's hear it for you. Yes, let's do.
We'll be right back after these messages.
That's all, folks.
Thank you and goodbye. Bye-bye. Big kiss.